Okay, so welcome to 1111 tonight at Crystal Visions. So let's put feet flat on the floor and shoes are off. And I would like you just to feel the presence of the earth below your feet and that the Earth Mother is supporting your incarnation, whether you realize it or not, in those times of despair and loneliness and maybe what am I doing here? What's going on? Everything's crazy. Even to get me out of here. You want to remember your connection, your body's connection with the earth. Because until you have that connection, you won't feel totally supported here. So you can be an out-of-body driver in your truck, or you can be in your body driver in your truck. There was attempted humor again from the comedy team that's coming in from that way, coming in from here. Okay, 1111. This is pretend. This is an auspicious day for all of us. So 1111 is like a portal that's opening up for you to move beyond the veil. The veil of forgetfulness, the veil of I'm kind of alone here, and I don't have a lot of friends, so it's my tribe and all that stuff. And the veil lifting regarding your perception of your divine. Now, what might come up, though, is some unconscious resistance to experiencing this. And it usually can come up from early childhood as a memory. Now, remember, all of your early childhood trauma comes from past lives. So the parents that you chose or that you agreed to be a part of as a family member, you knew before in some way. But remember, as a little baby, everybody comes in as a light to the family. So I want you to tell your inner child right now, that part of you that's like just a baby, that part of you came into your family unit, no matter how dysfunctional it was or how loving it was, to be a light to them, to be a light to your family. That was your main purpose, actually, was to bring in that light and to keep it. But then you probably shut it down at some point. So you tell your inner kid, it's okay. We're going to turn on that light again. Now, if you weren't understood by your parents or grown-ups, your teachers in elementary school or the church, then you shut down at some point to accommodate. So you can reverse that now and come out into the world. Because your suffering is your withholding of your presence in the world. Because it's too heavy, or it's too dense, or it's too negative, or it's too whatever. So now, why don't you just shift it in your mindset that it's okay now. You don't have to accommodate anybody. You can step out and be in the world, feel very safe, because you're connected with the earth, and pretty soon we're going to connect up to the heavens in another way to where your higher self, it would be really willing to come in for a landing, so to speak. So most of you haven't come in for a landing yet. You're kind of cruising in the atmosphere, checking things out. But have you really come in for a landing? Now, one way you can tell is if you're pretty much in the here and now all the time. Not scatterbrained or overthinking or spacing out. That's your clue. If you're present with your body and you know you're not your body and you know you're not your emotions and you know you're not your belief systems and you're not your job and you're not male or female and you're not your nationality and you're not your money that you make, then what are you? So we're going to go to that place of what are you, aside from all the roles and valences that we've created to be in this world? to survive. All right. Yeshua, remember him? Jesus? Okay. So, Bible didn't explain it too much, but what is that peace that he talked about? That peace, that path, that's all understanding. Well, what the heck is that? What did he mean by that? He showed us back then in a wave, because he did the wave. He did it too. You have a memory of that. Do you not? He said in symbolic form, well, the Bible wrote it up like this a little bit. Like, you can build your house on sand, but it's going to wash away when the first storm comes. Wouldn't you rather build your house on solid rock? Now, that solid rock symbolically to mean this vibration of inner peacefulness that we all need to create so we can build our house upon it. Because without the peace, what's enlightenment? It's not going to hold. If you go up and down with your emotional body and you get trapped in your emotions and all of this and that, where does the peace go? Yeah. So we're going to build again this foundation of peacefulness in your root chakra. Because from my experience in working with clientele, pretty much everyone that's come for the work has had a traumatic life. And if you look on a base chakra level, which is your survival level, it's your connection with the Earth Mother, if that's all in disarray, how much peace can you hold? You can't hold very much, because the base chakra is going to affect everything else up your spine, is it not? If that's not in a harmonious state, then how come your third eye can't open then? Well, it ain't going to open if your root chakra's in chaos. It's not going to, because it's going to see that. And it's like, ooh, no, I want to see the light. Same thing with your solar plexus. So if your energy is in disarray, discombobulated, and your crown chakra's not going to stay open. Because then if you do, then you can draw in anything. Any kind of chaos out there. I'm sure you don't want that. So I want you to think about maybe currently or in the last year or maybe in your last marriage or whatever. I want you to think about something that hasn't healed up, that's of a chaotic nature, that is a total opposite of peacefulness and tranquility. You know, that Buddha state of like stillness and presence. Whatever is the opposite of that. You're not going to judge yourself for it, for recalling, because it's going to come up for healing today. Coffee's good. Just remember a time where you experienced that chaos and you felt out of control and you totally felt like there's no oneness here. There's no sense of connection. There's no sense of anything, but I just feel really alone and I'm afraid maybe. It could be when you're 3 years old, 5 years old, doesn't matter. All right, I just want you to hold that feeling in your body so that your body can release it. So if you're unconscious about something, you can't let it go. You can't heal it if you're unconscious about it. So the call today in this event is for you to be aware of, okay, what am I holding in my body that feels not very comfortable? Doesn't matter what it is, right? And you're going to create the opportunity to shift that tonight, not by trying, but by allowing the energies that are coming in to work with you on another level, very gently and graciously. So we call the work, in a sense, it's an avenue for the power of grace to come into people's lives. See, this is what they should have taught in church from the very beginning, but they didn't on purpose. They didn't want you to be free. But the church you're in tonight is wanting you to be free. And once you're free, man, whoo, then you're dangerous to the world in a good way. So we're going to learn through joy tonight. We're going to release the idea that we have to learn through hardship and pain, disease, suffering, big head on the head, wake up call. We can choose to be done with that and learn through joy, learn through laughter, learn through love. Now, what may come up after tonight might be some scenarios that historically has pushed your buttons or pushed you out of shape, and you might find like, oh man, well, that's cool. I did not get upset with that at all. Wow, that's amazing. That's the effects of this work. These things that normally would trigger you have no effect on you. But you're not trying to create that healing experience. It's going to come to you because we've asked for the energy to work very practically in your life, very lovingly and gently and actually invisibly. So we've had many people go, oh, well, I just shifted. I just changed. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did or didn't do, but life is different. And I'm much more happy. And that could apply for your pets as well. Okay. Feel your feet. We're going to do a little exercise. So whether you believe that the earth has consciousness or not, to set that aside. So imagine that there's a great spirit upon the earth that oversees the well-being of the earth, the physical earth, as well as the spiritual earth. So we'd like you to tune into that spirit through your feet. Nothing to do, just allow the tune in. Now, First Nation people, in the very beginning, and the Aborigines in particular, they were so tuned in to all the elements that they knew, and they could survive in the desert with little water, little food, because they were tuned in. They knew every sound in nature, from the cricket sounds, the toad, to the raven and the hawks, to the wind. We've lost that. Now, give yourself permission to reclaim that awareness through your feet, that the earth talks to you, and you talk to the earth, and your body talks to the earth, and the earth talks to your body, and that you're going to listen now, and you're going to pay attention. And if you have any considerations about being on the earth in your incarnation now, you can reframe that to really want to be here, because you're here. So you can choose to be here and to be now and to be present. Always, 24/7. Okay. Slowly open your eyes. Still keep your awareness in your feet. So I was reminded to give you a little, remind you the analogy that Jesus cast no shadow. And it was true. He had no shadow physically. Because one time somebody goes, Yeshua, you have no shadow upon the ground. Why is that? Because his energy field was so light that no shadow was cast. So your body can be just like that. Don't freak out one day when you can't see your shadow on the ground, but you can see everybody else's. Don't freak out now. Oh, that's another thing. We got to mention this. So about these abilities. I'm talking about 11-11 connection. So your abilities. If you were at full throttle with all of your powers, all of them, And that you, on command, could express whatever was given in whatever a level of service that you are with the world. Could you do it? Would you want to do it? Would you want to have the awareness of Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Jesus, Buddha? Would you? What would you do with it then? Would you be willing to go out and talk to people in the marketplace? Full-blown light everywhere, knocking people over on the ground. All right. Let's make it so. Because society teaches, hey, you can't do that. Somewhere, you've got this programming from the church. Lifetimes. Even cults. Even spiritual groups. You go back in your history. You go back a long time. So there is this teachings about, no, you can't do that. There's only one person in the world that can do that, and he's gone already. See? And you know that's not true. But in those lifetimes, you went, okay. All right. Time to let that go. All right. Okay, 1111. I want you to feel 1111 somewhere in your field. Your field is your auric field, your awareness. And I want you to imagine and feel whatever it is that's like a gateway or a portal or an opening into the other worlds. And you're about to step through it. Not yet, but you're preparing energetically yourself. Now you're going to create the intention, whatever it is for you tonight, whatever you want to create in your life, all right? Bring that into as a prayer or as an intention as you move through this gateway. Make it physical, emotional, spiritual. To keep it really simple, you can feel what you would love your life to be like from now to the time you ascend. On the earth plane. And if you can get that feeling in your body, then take a deep breath so your body gets a hit of that in a sense, where it goes, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that somewhere. Let your belly feel it. Let your lungs feel it. Let your reproductive organs feel it. Your reproductive organs have been probably most damaged of any organ in your body. For the obvious reasons. Now it's time to bring that grace into your reproductive organs. That's your sacral chakra. That's the one that you have been denied by others many lifetimes. Because that ain't spiritual, but it's just as spiritual as your third eye. Are you going to talk to your hormones, whatever that means for you? Are you going to tell your hormones we're going to go on a little trip? We're going to go on a little inner journey tonight. And it's going to be fun. So come along for the ride. Okay, palms facing upwards. Now I want you to be aware of your palms. You're going to receive some energies into the palms of the hands. Now imagine what the heavenly realms, the true heavenly realms, feels like. And ask for that energy to be put in your hand chakras permanently. For the true heavenly light to be placed in your palm chakras permanently. And then let that energy move through your arms up to your third eye. And your third eye is going to be symbolic, like a little pine cone that should be sitting upright. And that little pine cone has a direct connection with the central sun in the heart of our galaxy. And your little pine cone has a connection with your heart. Now, as you breathe, as your heart breathes, so is your third eye breathing. So make it one and the same. As you breathe in, your pineal gland is taking it in. And when you exhale, your pineal is going to release the light inherent within it. Your third eye has thousands of levels, as does your crown chakra. Okay, good. Now we're officially going to start the activation. Okay, so we're going to practice breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. So go ahead for a moment. Palms facing upwards on your lap. Your feet are still aligned with the heart of the earth. Okay, take a deep breath into the body. And then slowly exhale through the mouth. Okay, relaxing your shoulders as if you're dropping your shoulders to the floor. Allowing any remaining tension in your forehead, your eyelids, your jaw, and your tongue to release. Fully relaxing all the fingers in your hands, your toes, your calves. Again, dropping the shoulders to the floor, but keeping the spine straight as possible. All right, we're going to call in your guides. But we're going to call in those guides that you're not aware of. So we're going to ask your guides to just be in your heart space, or for you to just allow a divine connection with the guides that you're not aware of, or haven't been aware of up till now. And energetically, just feel their soul signature, as it were. Feel their vibration. And make a oneness connection with that vibration in any way you want. All right, we're going to activate the four pillars of light in the corners of this room. Now, your council has been with you since day one. And your council was agreed upon pre-birth in your before incarnation council meeting. So take a deep breath into that council meeting and begin to remember that council meeting and what you chose for this lifetime. Just remember it as a feeling in your body. Why am I here? Now, let that feeling now circulate throughout your spine. Let that feeling move through your nervous system, all throughout your brain. Let it move through your heart muscle. Let it move through your reproductive organs, your kidneys, your liver, your colon, your immune system. Take that feeling down to the subatomic level of the body. Take a deep breath. All right, we're going to tune into the Stargate again. Okay, make sure all your chakras are functioning and open. Fine-tune your brain. All right, we're going to let go of the world. We're going to let go of the world. Let go of everybody and everything in the world. Let go of your pets, your parents, your kids, your divorces, your marriages. Let go of everything for a moment. And just be here. I am here, and I am now, and I am. All right, you're going to feel the gateway deep within. You're going to remember your prayer that you're going to take to the other side, so to speak. And as you're ready, you can create the intention to go to the highest, the deepest, the most profound place imaginable through this gateway. And you will be loved and supported wherever you go. So, as you are ready to completely let go of this world, let go of social media, the news, everything. Energetically, disengage from all levels of density and duality. Keep breathing. Okay, bring your awareness to your third eye. As if you're going to move out onto this platform that looks like a diving board. And you're going to jump off the diving board into infinity. That's your symbology. So when you really collect yourself, go for it. And I will call you back when it's time to return. Now keep your focus on the light. Let that feeling of the light now permeate your body, starting with your brain. And the area at the base of the skull. Now focus into the limbic system. Both hemispheres of the brain. Now to your brainstem. Now feel the light going down your vertical core. Now bring that feeling into the throat. Now allow the soul to create a direct channel into your voice. And then allow that to anchor deep into your solar plexus. And then into the center, into the still point within your heart. Now activate your lung one points. And your kidney meridian. And your triple warmer. Take a slow, deep breath. Let the body respond. Now you're going to feel the top of your spine and your sacrum at the same time, holding awareness of unity and as above, so below. Now, hold the point, the base of the spine, with the heart of the earth. And then the very top of the head, with your your star system that you represent. Let that energy come into the crown. And allow it to activate, step by step, the rest of your codes of light in your DNA. Now bring awareness back to the base of the skull, and you're going to hold an internal vibration or space of your atlas being completely aligned to center. As was in your original divine blueprint for your body. And then bring that feeling down to your sacrum, into your original 8 cells. Feeling that perfect blending of divine peace and balance and harmony within your base chakra. And then bring that into the center of the chest, activating the thymus gland, your spleen, and your pancreas. Now find your center in your body. I'm coming back through the gateway. Back into this room. Now ask your inner child to continue to receive these blessings. Now feel the space around your body. Now feel into any one of your possible futures, carrying this vibration of deep peace into that timeline as one possibility. Now move that also, that feeling of grace, into your past. All the way back to your birth. I come back to present time, into this now moment. Now receive your counsel of light. We have a message for you. So let's take a few moments in silence to receive their message, their blessings, your counsel of light. Okay, now take a really big deep breath and then exhale through the mouth. Coming in for your landing. Another deep breath out through the mouth. One more deep breath to secure landing. I am here. I am now. I am. I am blessed. And I am forgiven. All right, when you're ready, slowly open the eyes and allow your brain to adjust. And just simply notice now what is different in your body, what is different in your awareness. What is different in your heart space? And so it is.